You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Happy New Year, everyone, and welcome to another epic episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul, and I'm very excited to be here with you today as we talk about what is going to change in the new year. What are you going to do to increase your profit margins, to increase your passion, and to make sure that you continue to grow not only as a human, but in your business as well?
Yes, and I'm Rob, and I'm excited to hear what you're going to do to make all those things happen. That's very exciting. But I know that you guys are all looking forward to 2018.
I was counting on you.
Well, maybe between the two of us then. And all the great feedback that we're going to get from you guys. Wow. Anyways, this is episode 720. Really, really excited to be with you. Really excited for this year. And it's going to be fun.
I'm really excited today because I'm hoping that this really helps everyone as we, you know, finish up the business course that's going out to all the members. And we've kind of changed, you know, for a long time we were talking about having an increased level of membership, but we're just going to keep adding value to the regular, what is it called? The pro level membership.
Pro level. Yeah. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah. So we have 4 classes in editing right now. We're shooting 6 more this month. And our goal is to create 24 total classes over the course of this year, plus YouTube videos, plus webinars, and really just give everyone value, value, value. And you know, I think it's going to be a big year for the drone. I've read a lot of articles, which I read one from SUAS News, which was from Josh Ziering, who I actually know. He's from kittyhawk.io, and he has an app that I think is actually really cool. But anyway, I'm really excited. You know, we're not going to talk about trends in the industry this year. We will talk about that in an upcoming podcast. In fact, we could add that to the list, Rob. But today we're going to be talking about what you can do to not only set your goals, but meet your goals. Because in order to actually meet your goals, there are a couple criteria that are really important if you are actually going to ascertain these goals, if you're really going to make it. Because in all honesty, the first step in all of this is believing in yourself that you can do it. And like last year, I set a goal to lose weight and I lost 30 pounds, but then I gained 10 back over the holiday season. And it just made me believe for this year that, look, I can do it. I know exactly what I need to do to not only lose the weight, but keep it off. Because if I just do a couple really small things, it makes a world of difference. So today we're going to be talking about not only setting goals, what type of goals to set, but how to meet those goals. And we're going to talk about the science behind not only setting goals, but meeting those goals. I think it's so important for you guys out there who not only have a business, but maybe you just want to get better at flying, for example. So today, that's what we're going to be talking about. And there's no real question. We really just wanted to bring this out to you about, you know, what goals are you going to set and meet this year? Because you can set a goal, but what's the point if you question even whether you can ascertain that goal or not? I mean, if it's not attainable, why set the goal?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just sort of an ethereal thing if you don't have a plan for how you're going to go about following up on those goals. And I know a lot of you probably already did this at the end of 2017. I mean, I think a lot of folks do that before the new year comes. But nonetheless, maybe we can just give you some additional things to think about as you actually start pursuing all the goals that you set.
Totally. But anyway, guys, today we're going to be just, you know, really diving deep into how you can better yourself, but also better your business. So today's show is brought to you by our dear friends who we are actually going to go see here at CES next week. If you're not familiar with that, that is the Consumer Electronics Show. That's where we get to see all the new 4K TVs. We get to see the new emerging technology, and we get a glimpse of what may be coming up in the drone industry. If you remember from CES last year, we saw the first glimpse of the Unique Typhoon H520, which was actually the commercial version of Unique's Typhoon H. It's a hexacopter, and it was made for quote-unquote commercial use. Well, it wasn't until much later in the year, until September, that they actually released said drone, and we got our hands on one and realized that it was actually quite a powerful machine. So we're really excited to see what's coming up this year, but it is also brought to you by our friends at myenergen.com/shop. That's Energen. Why would you like them? Well, if you're like me and you fly all the time and you have brain farts like I do, then you know that sometimes you forget to charge your batteries. Or maybe you only have 3 out of your 5 batteries charged and you have nowhere to charge them. That's why Energen is awesome, because they created the A40 portable battery charger where you can charge up to 4 batteries at one time in the field with no power source. Isn't that awesome? So check them out. Go to their website, myenergen.com/shop, and use the discount code DroneUA40 for $50 off their A40 charger. Now, that's the one that I use. If you're a Mavic pilot and you maybe won our giveaway from the Mavic Pro Platinum, then you may need the M10 battery charger. So use discount code DroneUM10 to get yourself one of those.
Yeah.
So when are we announcing that giveaway, Rob? Correct me if I'm wrong here, but you're qualifying the candidate. Is that right?
That's one way of saying it. Yes, we have selected the winner.
Selected the winner.
We have reached out to that winner.
We've reached out to the winner.
We only have the email, right? So we're waiting to hear back. We're giving that person 48 hours.
Oh, 48 now.
No, I think that's what we had already said. But regardless, we're going to give them 48 hours. And if we don't hear back from that person, then we will select a new winner. So I really hope they reach out to us.
You have 24 hours.
You basically have 24 hours left. And we can't even say who you are because all we have is an email. And we wouldn't want to announce it anyways until we hear back from you. So,
true.
If you're listening, you don't realize we're talking about you, but you do have an email from us. If you're listening, respond to that email. Say, hey, yay, I'm excited.
Super. And then we'll announce it. All right. So today we're going to be talking about goals, not only setting goals, but meeting those goals, attaining those goals. Now, there's certain kinds of goals that you should create, and they're called SMART goals. And I'm going to go really quick into a broad example of SMART goals, but then I want to tell you a story, because recently, you guys know from previous shows that I've gone to John Lee Dumas's house, EO Fire Podcast, and met him, and I really like the Freedom Journal. But I got the Mastery Journal this time around, and it was more like a workbook than something that actually helped me achieve, you know, my goals and master productivity. It actually created a lot more work and a lot more time. And I think it's important for you guys to make your goals not only smart, but simple. Things that you can just do, small, simple changes. Because if you create these little habits, these small, simple changes are going to grow into a very large difference in your productivity, into your business, whether that's your bottom line, your revenue streams, whatever it is that you want to attain. Maybe you want to lose weight. Maybe you're like, you know what? I don't want to go to the gym 5 times a week, but I want to see if I can make a dent in my weight by doing a couple small things. And I'll share with you what's been working for me. And I guess you'll see over the course of the year how it works out. So that being said, SMART goals are specific. They are measurable. They are achievable. They are results focused. And they are time-bound. Now, that is from the University of Virginia. They wrote a document about how to not only develop sound goals, but also meet those goals, because it's a really important thing. You know, they talk about in the book Grit, which is from Angela Duckworth, that if you don't actually, number one, believe that you can meet the goals, and then number two, do everything you can to commit to those goals.
Sure.
I mean, how important is commitment? If you're not thinking about commitment right now to these goals, why waste your time?
Yeah. So number one, I think you need to set goals that you will commit to, right? Things that you're motivated by, not things that are pie in the sky. Now that said, one of the ones of the five of the SMART goals, because that's been around for a while, but the one that really sticks out to me is the achievable, because I think there's a balance there. We tend to say we need to set a goal that is, it's not going to be easy to attain, but it is achievable. And that's not an easy thing to figure out. But if you're, let's just hypothetically say you're 50 pounds overweight and you say, I want to lose 100 pounds because I want to get back to the way what I weighed when I was 18. Well, that technically is achievable.
In like 2 years' time.
Yeah.
With a deep dedication.
And unlikely. I mean, be realistic, right? So I think the achievable, you really have to balance realistic with pushing yourself. But just figure out what is actually doable if you make the commitment that you know you need to make. And I think when people set goals, we all know it's only going to matter if I'm committed to it, but you got to be honest with yourself. And I think just that sort of, and I don't mean to get all philosophizing here.
Philosophize.
But really think about it. Don't just set goals for the sake of setting goals. Take some time to say, okay, what is my history? What do I know about myself?
I think something else that is important, and I kind of want to change the SMART goals to SMART goals. You like what I did there?
Uh-oh.
No, I think the last part should be an F, because you should make it fun. If you make your goals fun, you find some way to enjoy it, the probability that you are going to reach these goals is much higher. Let me give you an example. Last year, I really wanted to lose a lot of weight. I hate treadmills. I hate running. Ellipticals, I can do little pre-workout and I'm like a bunny rabbit for an hour on that thing. But you know what? That's not really good for my health, taking a bunch of pre-workout, racking up my heart rate, watching it go to 205, 206 beats per minute. You know what is good though? Is going out and riding my bike, going up and down hills, getting that, you know, differentiation and difficulty, because that's what's really good for working out. But also it's fun. You know, I really enjoy being outside. And naturally, we know that being outside is going to create a healthier you. You're getting more vitamin D. You're out, like, you're literally healthier. I mean, I've got to look up the article here, but recently they said people who work outside tend to be happier. And that's why one thing I said in my book, you know, Living the Drone Life, is that when you are outside flying all the time, there is just something that is so freeing about that.
Yeah.
There's something that is just so magical, you know, about that, about the whole thing. And yeah, you do get more vitamin D, but in all honesty, you're a lot happier.
Absolutely. So again, that comes back to goals that motivate you, that you're going to be motivated to achieve for whatever reason. And that's going to be different for everybody.
Yeah. But again, if you make it fun, just like, again, going back to the book Grit by Angela Duckworth, she talks about how passion is the key to your success. And I honestly believe that 100%. And the thing is if you're passionate about something, typically, I believe it's fun.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're passionate about these things that you're doing, and if you're really wanting to drive that business, you know, it's really going to help. Now, one of the things that I'm going to tell you right now is, like, if you have a weight loss goal, if you have a goal, you know, to drive business, to do more networking events, to do more marketing, whatever it is, just know that you are going to hit a low point around the second week of February. It is bound to happen. It's going to happen. Prepare yourself. Put your seatbelt on. Ride out that wave. Because you know what? One thing I've learned in business, Rob, is that at that moment that you are just absolutely ready to quit, if you keep going, that's normally when you cross that chasm and you really just, you know, blast through success.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think along those lines, nobody can stay stagnant. You're either going to be progressing or regressing. So when you reach that point, if you don't push through, you're going to go the other way. I was just having this conversation with my daughter, talking about some of her goals with volleyball, talking about how there's a very competitive environment that she's playing within with some of the other kids, and there's a new kid on the team, and it kind of gave her some anxiety. And I said, well, you have a choice to make, because you can't just keep going down this same old path, because you will fall back.
Yeah, what is she going to do different? What time is she going to put
into
it? Is she going to do more exercises? Is she going to get behind the court more often? Mm-hmm. Is she going to, you know, throw the ball around with her dad a little bit?
A little bit. So I'm going to, yeah. And that's a really great point. Who can help you with your goals?
Who's going to keep you accountable?
Yeah.
Because without accountability, there is nothing. Again, you know, you've got to have these key, you know, in business, we call it KPIs, key performance indicators. What is going to get you to reach your goals? And making it fun, holding yourself accountable. You know, one thing that I really want to do this year is there's this website that you can wager on your own weight. You can literally bet on your own weight. And if you reach your goal, they pay you for it.
That's pretty cool.
I think that's way cool. So, you know, you guys got to make it fun. You got to be passionate about it. But, you know, going back to my story about the Mastery Journal, you know, guys, if your goal is to be more productive, or your goal is to get better at marketing, or maybe your goal is to just increase the leads into potential clients, how are you going to do those things? How are you going to be productive? I would do this. And, you know, I'm working on something new that I think will really help out a lot of DroneU members. And I'm not going to mention what it is right now. But imagine if every day you did one thing, before you started the day, you know, they always say when you start with why, there's a whole book on starting with why. It really helps you stay motivated and inspired. It's actually a book that a lot of executives use in marketing and really helping their culture and their company. Apple is one of those. I know Apple is not a good example right now because of their whole iOS 11 dilemma. But you know what Apple does in most of their advertising and marketing is they start with why and then go to the what and the how. Mm-hmm. Whereas a lot of other companies start with the what and the how and talk about the tech specs of their commercials. They talk about what this can do for you instead of the emotional feeling of why it's better for you. So each day, if you start out and you think of what do you want to accomplish this week, and just write that down. Then write down what you are grateful for. Because when you start out with what you're grateful for, I think you're going to find that you're just going to be a lot happier. Tony Robbins talks about it in his book, Unshakable, that, you know, gratitude is just the most important factor of happiness. I mean, you had people that were making millions and millions of dollars, but they just weren't grateful. They didn't have a sense of, and I'm missing it here. They didn't have a sense of
appreciation.
Appreciation, yeah.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I mean, I've heard that for many, many years, and I'll kind of ebb and flow with actually putting it into practice. But starting every day with what you're thankful for is incredibly powerful. And the other thing I'd say about
goals.
I'm grateful for you too.
I'm grateful that you're bald.
You know what? Me too. I don't worry about my hair in the morning. Anyways, one of the things that I wanted to mention as it relates to all of this is write down your goals, number one. They have to be written down, at least in my opinion, and I think that's just truth. And then celebrate the victories, like mark those victories. And I would really encourage everybody to journal. And I know that sounds, I don't know, like maybe it's going to take too much time. I'm not asking you to write the next great novel. Just jot a few things down on a consistent basis so you can go back and see the victories, particularly in that February timeframe that you're talking about, or in July or the dog days of summer, whenever that is, and you can go back and see, man, no, I actually did accomplish this. And these are very practical, real things. This isn't just, again, philosophizing. These are things that are very helpful. Thankfulness, writing it down, remembering the victories and celebrating those victories as you move on to the next sort of stage of your goals.
No, I think that's really, really important. So, you know, I've heard a lot of people go back and forth on whether you need to warm up your car or not. But after my uncle, I guess he's not really my uncle, he's Sarah's uncle. But I guess I marry into that.
All in the family.
Yeah, all in the family. He actually did a diagnostic check on his Honda Accord. He has a brand new, well, I guess it's not brand new anymore. He has a 2017 Honda Accord. And he noticed in the wintertime, he was getting just horrible, horrendous gas mileage.
Hmm.
And what he did is he did, you know, a split test where he warmed up his car one day, didn't warm it up the next day. And he found that on the days that he warmed up his car, when the fuel went from rich to lean, he saved significant money on gas. So when he warmed up his car, he would get way better gas mileage, up to almost 44 miles to the gallon. But when he didn't warm it up, sure, the engine is fine, you know, like whatever, the cars are made to handle the cold weather, but he was not getting good gas mileage because he was just using so much more fuel to keep the engine warm. Now, I'm a big proponent of warming up my car. I noticed with my last Ford Escape that warming it up made a big difference in its lifetime. In fact, it had almost 240,000 miles on it. Which was unusual for those vehicles. Now, that being said, when you warm up your car, you have a little bit of extra time. So in the morning, while you're warming up your car, use that 5 minutes to write down what you're grateful for. Use those 5 minutes to write down what you want to accomplish this week, and use those 5 minutes to write down the three things that no matter what, before you come home, you are accomplishing those three things. Now, if you get beyond that and you crush those three things and you're ready to do more, great. But don't get distracted. Focus, focus, focus. Follow one course until success. Get those three things done. Now, here's the thing. You and I know a story about three things, right? Now, we're in the process of, quote-unquote, scaling up our business, and we know a story of this guy. I believe his name was Rockefeller. And Mr. Rockefeller, we're not even going to use names because I could screw up the names and then it kind of makes the point moot. So this guy, very, very famous oil trader, owned a couple refineries among some other utilities. He wasn't getting enough done. And he went to this guy and he's like, I need to be more productive. I will do anything to be more productive. Can you consult me on making myself and my company more productive? And I forget the marketer's name. He's a famous marketer. And he says, I will give you exactly what you need. Mm-hmm. And come back to me in 30 days and tell me if it worked. Because I know it's going to work. It's just a matter of whether you commit to it or not.
Right.
And he says, okay, well, how much is it going to cost me? The guy goes, well, I'm going to let you decide how much to pay me.
Yep. Whatever it's worth to you after we're done.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So he says, okay, deal. They shook on it, you know, wrote a little contract up. And he goes, okay, so what is it?
Actually, back in those days, just shaking on it was good enough.
Well,
I miss those days. Anyways, go ahead.
Anyways, so what happened is he said, all right, every morning, I want you to write down your three things that no matter what, you are going to accomplish today. It's really, really important. When you do those three things, you are going to find that you're going to feel a sense of accomplishment and you're going to be able to get more done. He says, come back to me in 30 days. Tell me how it works. Rob, you want to finish the story?
Well, I don't remember the specifics, but let's just say it was uber successful.
Yeah, he comes back in 30 days and says, I can't believe that small difference. You know, he goes, I didn't have any faith in it. I thought you were crazy, but I decided I was going to commit to it anyway and do it.
And he wrote him a big old check.
It was like a quarter of $1 million, like in today's money. Back then, it was a lot less money. But
I mean, I think it was like 25 grand.
Yeah.
He just wrote him a check.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Here you go.
For that one tip.
Yeah, literally.
Tip.
So you think about that. What is the value of just writing down the three things you're going to accomplish? So, you know, before you get into that, you know, I wrote down my goals today, or actually I wrote this down about 4 days ago. But when I wrote down my goals, I wrote down what the goal was. So I said weight loss, but then I sub that with real committed weight loss. And then I wrote why. I said, because I want to feel better about my body. I want to have the body of my dreams for the wedding when I ask Sarah to marry me. I want to feel better on camera on this show. Mm-hmm. Yes, call me vain. I want to look at each video and say, yeah, I look good. All right. And I want to have more energy. All right. I'm being vulnerable right now. Okay.
I love it. That's my word for 2018, by the way.
Vulnerable.
Vulnerable. Be more vulnerable.
So, you know, my word for last year was data-based decisions. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My word for this year is data-based decisions that are proven to work.
Cool.
Not just, much different.
Just an expansion.
Yeah. So going back to the goals, I wrote down, what will I have to do to get there? Because when you're setting these goals, oftentimes, if you don't understand how you are going to accomplish something, the likelihood of you accomplishing it is very low. And, you know, Tony Robbins talks about this a lot. He says, just get started. Just get started and you'll realize how to get things done. So just by getting started, I wrote down, how do I believe this will get done? So a commitment, raw and real commitment every single day. What does that mean? New habits and routines. So number one, drinking more water. Drinking more water makes it really, really easy. All right, portion control. I'm going to make it a game. Thank you, Rob, for handing me a water bottle. I'm going to make it a game to only eat 75% of every plate that I eat.
Especially powerful in America.
Totally true. Even more powerful, eating slower.
Yes,
because
absolutely.
I eat super fast. And then starting each day with a cleanse drink, that's the whole 8 ounces of water, teaspoon of apple cider vinegar, half a lemon, and cayenne pepper. Mm-hmm. Just a dash of cayenne pepper. And I've actually been doing that this whole week, and I've actually lost 3.5 pounds this week. So that really helps. Just starting my day with that really, really helps. No more Starbucks, even though today I got Starbucks.
Yeah. By the way, so I'm just going to kind of feed into that vulnerability thing. This would be a cool thing to give the listeners. Are you willing to let them see your goals?
If you want to give this out, I'm more than happy to give it out.
That'd be cool.
So,
I mean, that's easy for me to say it's your goals. But so feel free to veto that idea.
I feel like I had to break it down because every year, I set goals. And last year, I met 3 of my 5 goals, which I'm really excited about. But I want to take it further because I now realize I can.
Yeah.
I realize, okay, I can do it. Stick to it and do more.
Well, and the more detail that you give yourself, then the more focus that you can have, the more your commitment can be very focused.
True.
It makes discipline easier if discipline can be easier.
True.
It's so powerful. So well done.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Well, okay. Thank you. Commitment to working out. So 2 yogas per week or 2 other workouts per week. And when I get flustered or mad at work vis-a-vis a disagreement between the balls and myself, I'm going to go for a walk. That's my goal. I'm going to do 2 laps around the park. Now, I know a lot of you are in the blistering cold and your windshield is probably frozen. But here in New Mexico, I'm still able, even though it's 25 degrees in the morning, it's 55 in the afternoon. Yay, New Mexico. We're able to do that. But one of the biggest things, one of the biggest habits, and I'm actually surprised I didn't write it down here, that helped me was from an old producer, the one who used to work for Kendrick Lamar and then worked for us for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'm telling you, you have got to do squats in the morning. It is so powerful. So now, on top of squats, I'm doing push-ups, and I'm doing just a quick little ab workout every single morning. Because when you do that first thing in the morning, you are now burning twice as many calories throughout the rest of the day. So it's like you are, quote unquote, hacking your body.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it doesn't take very long at all.
It's on average taking me 12 to 15 minutes or the amount of time it takes to listen to NPR's Up First.
There you go. There you go.
You see how I like link things together to like make them more fun, enjoyable, take my mind off of actually doing said task.
Right.
Because when I distract myself, make it fun, it's easier to attain.
Absolutely.
See where I'm going with this?
I do. I mean, I can equate it to, I used to go to the gym more during the winter. Now I just run in the cold and bundle up. But I do remember, for example, going in the evenings and like if there was a really good basketball game on, I could run for an hour and not even realize it because I was so enjoying the basketball game.
Yeah. And distraction makes a big difference. And also I love to listen to trance music when I work out.
Huh.
So, yeah. But anyway, my second goal is being more productive, but also spending time and working on things that excite me because last year I never launched the vlog and I'm very disappointed. That's one of the goals I did not meet. And this year I want to do that. But something I also want to do is I said on here, you're probably going to hate me for this, start a quote unquote bigger podcast, one that's more general. And I think that's the one that I want to work into the business course. So I want it to be a driver for the business course. I want to talk about business-oriented things, motivational, inspirational things, and talk about what a lot of other people will not talk about in business. A lot of these business podcasts are all about fun and success and doing this. But I think the biggest driver for success is failure.
Yes. I've told the story about just the person asking his kids at dinner every night, what did you fail at today? And I love that.
Yeah.
Love that.
So I really want to do that. That's something I've been wanting to talk to you about is, you know, it's not hard to start a new podcast. And we sit here for I almost said it, 6 hours a day sometimes. And, you know, we knock out like 5 or 6 shows, but it's something that I think would be really good for our members too. Anyway, I also said I want to do time blocking and complete each drone unit task and other tasks by being better with time management. And then I said why and what. And I'm not going to go into it, but going back to our paper from the University of Virginia, if I'm specific about the goals, like for example, by August 1, 2018, I want to implement a new performance management system for classified staff, AP faculty, university staff, using clearly defined processes, guidelines, so employees and managers can more competently evaluate performance and develop their careers. So if I implement a new performance management system for classified staff, AP faculty, and university staff, that's my what, and using clearly defined processes and guides is my how, and then so employees and managers can competently evaluate performance and develop their careers is the why, okay? So let's go to measurable. Goals should be measurable so that you have a tangible evidence that you have accomplished the goal. Usually the entire statement is a measure for the project, but there are usually several short-term or smaller measurements built into the goal. So let's go back to our example. By August 1st, 2018, implement a new performance management system for classified staff, AP, faculty, and university staff by using clearly defined processes and guidelines so employees and managers can more competently evaluate performance and develop their careers. The example or the explanation of the example is the essential metric is whether or not the system is operational by August 1st.
Cool.
You see that?
And by the way, a reminder, celebrate victories. I really think that's important.
So, you know, you've been talking about a performance management system.
We've been talking a little bit about just sort of re-engineering kind of the way DroneU is run internally, yes.
And we're moving soon. So
we are moving soon.
So it's a good time to probably get that, you know, knocked out. And I'm really excited for that.
Yeah. So what does a goal surrounding that look like sort of maybe on a little bit more shallow level? It's number one, we got to go back to your words for last year, which was database analysis, database decision making. Mm-hmm. So we've got to evaluate this. So the goal is to create an operation that is with DroneU.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, idea?
No, you keep going.
All right, so create an operation within DroneU that is more efficient, where money is used more effectively, resources are used more effectively, we are spitting out better, faster content, we're getting that content out to more people more effectively, more efficiently. We need to put the right people in place to do that. We have a finite amount of resources, as most businesses do, so how do we best utilize those resources? Are we currently using them to the most efficient manner possible? We are not. What do we do to change that? And so those are some of the kind of the background to the goals that I have for that operational part of making DroneU better. I know that's kind of vague, but we'll be digging into that. And I suppose we could share that as we go.
I think that is a very good idea. By the way, earlier when I said database decisions, I meant to say, because this clicked when we had our owners meeting in December, database decisions with no emotional response. Because my big thing is I emotionally respond to things often. I wear my emotions on my sleeve.
Well, and I think that's one of the reasons for database decisions is to remove as much emotion as possible.
True.
And we are emotional beings. So that's a part of it, but
really?
We are, yeah. But to remove as much of that as possible to make wise decisions.
Yeah. Agreed. now, before we're going to finish up here soon, but we're going to keep going with the SMART goals. So the A is for achievable. Goals should be achievable. They should stretch you slightly so you feel challenged, but defined well enough so that you can achieve them. You must possess the appropriate knowledge, skills, and abilities needed to achieve these goals. Now, one thing I want to say that I think would be really good for you guys is branch out. Obviously, if you're listening to this podcast, chances are you're listening to other podcasts as well. And I would say spend your off time, the time that you have away from family when you're in the car and you're just listening to shows, just always be willing to learn, because I've realized how powerful that has been in my own life. And I've also realized how powerful it is in other people's lives. And I will just say, like, just be willing to learn, being open, even if you think someone is wrong, just hear them out and hear them out objectively. I know some people don't deserve to be heard, and I totally get that. I remember that phone call from that guy who wanted to franchise stuff out. That's what I think of right now. So, but we still heard him out,
yes,
and it was objective. I might have beat up Rob later for it, but you know, we did hear him out. So, all right, going back to our example. By August 1st, 2018, implement a new performance management system for classified staff, AP faculty, university staff using clearly defined processes and guidelines so employees and managers can more competently evaluate performance and develop their career. The explanation of the example is in order for you to reach this goal, you must have a skill set, in this case, in the area of performance management, that allows you to understand the nature of the goal, and the goal must present a large enough challenge for you to remain interested and committed in accomplishing it. I think that's really important.
Motivated by it.
Now, it's also got to be results focused. That's our mm-hmm. R, results focused. The goal should measure outcomes, not activities. Again, we go back to our example. By August 1st, 2018, implement a new performance management system for classified staff, AP faculty, university staff by using clearly defined processes and guidelines so employees and managers can more competently evaluate performance and develop their careers. Explanation of example. The result of the goal is a process that allows employees and managers to more competently evaluate performance and develop their careers, not the individual activities and actions that occur in order to make the goal a reality. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Time bound. Goals should be linked by a time frame that creates a practical sense of urgency or results in tension between the current reality and the vision of the goal. Without such tension, the goal is unlikely to produce a relevant outcome. So if we go back to our example, August 1st, 2018 provides you with a time bound deadline.
Yeah.
So
pretty straightforward.
We went through SMART goals. We talked about commitment. We talked about making them fun. We talked about passion and the book Grit. There's a couple of good books I think you could read, and I will make sure to get some links out to Rob. I would start with Unshakable. I would read Grit. I think it's a great one. Super Forecasters is really good. If you're listening to the news a lot, it can create fear in your mind, and I think that that is deadly. It's also deadly to success, and I think listening to Super Forecasters will help you better understand the media, the news, why they do what they do. I was trying to explain to my mom. She was talking about the news this, the news that. And I'm like, do you understand that every piece of content on there is money driven? Like every single thing that they talk about, there is a reason financially as to why they are talking about it.
True.
Yeah, you got
absolutely.
It? So Super Forecasters is a good one. I'm also going to be coming out with an article here soon. It is on my goals sheet to do it and come out with books that I believe will really help you. Contagious, Traction, Undoctored, Everyone Lies, Start With Why, Simple Sales Machine, Super Forecasters, 5 Love Languages, because look, work and life is a balance. And if you really want to have a solid marriage, this is something that's really helped me out. It's 5 Love Languages. I listened to it on a trip from Denver to Albuquerque and implemented it. I'm probably going to read it again. It's really, really good. There's a book on photogrammetry, which we're finishing right now. It's a textbook, and I think it's not our book. It's someone else's book. We're finishing it, meaning reviewing it. We're probably going to put it in our curriculum, and I would recommend it to you. But also The Plant Paradox. So this is health, wealth, business, financial, and life and love. And I think that all of these books have helped me. I'm only writing about books that I have read cover to cover, that I know well, and that I think will help you out. Another book, in fact, I'm going to write it down here, Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss. Because you need to know how to negotiate. This whole Art of a Deal thing.
There's a great podcast on that very book.
There is
Interview with Chris, yeah.
Yeah, there is a very, very good podcast with James Altucher, who
That's
writes
right.
way too many emails. So
yes, he definitely has the whole drip concept down, doesn't he?
Jeez.
It's more of a
I finally turned him to spam yesterday because he wrote an email. He was like, 5 things I learned from Jesus. And then the email was like a book. And I was like, no, just get to your damn point. I don't have time for this.
Yeah.
So anyway.
So just real quick, the last thing I want to say about goals from my perspective is I would imagine a lot of you have not traditionally been goal setters. For the longest time, I was not. Ease into it. I would say maybe set 1 or 2 and really go after those. Don't try to set 5, 10 goals when you've never been a goal setter.
Start small.
Start small, start simple. And then I think what will happen is if you follow a lot of the things that we've been talking about that Paul's mentioned and you achieve the 1 or 2 goals that you're shooting for, you're going to see the power of them. And then you're going to be motivated to go from there and build from that point.
Very true. Aim small, miss small. Okay. That's a lesson from lacrosse for you. That's going to do it for us today, though. I hope this helped you out. Let us know if it did. Give us a question, askadroneu.com. And if you love to learn and you've got an open mind and you want to better your business or you just want to be a better pilot, check out the membership community at thedroneu.com. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts and apprentices. we are creators. We are the Drone U.